You're listening to SBS News.
A Russian variant of coronavirus has been detected in people who arrived in Brisbane on a flight from Doha last month, prompting Queensland Health to order everyone on board to stay in quarantine for an additional 5 days. Several positive cases emerged quite late into the 14-day quarantine period, which was due to end today and has now been extended until next Monday. The threat posed by more highly transmissible variants is behind the federal government's decision to extend Australia's international border closure until at least June. Melissa Britson is a permanent resident who migrated to Australia from France. She says she'd like to return to France at some stage to see her father following her mother's death from COVID-19 last year.
We're very lucky in Australia. We have very few cases and we want that to stay like that. I want my children and my husband to be safe here and everyone else. But yeah, not knowing when, because obviously after the 3 months, it might be another 3 months, another one, and not knowing when I'll be able to go back in France is the hardest one.
More than 4,000 quarantine workers in New South Wales have been vaccinated out of a total of around 6,500 staff. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government will get vaccines to a broader range of people faster by merging the first two vaccine rollout categories. She says family members of frontline staff will also be able to get vaccinated.
The New South Wales government believes strongly that we merge those two categories to get the vaccine out as soon as possible, but also that we offer it to the families of quarantine workers in that first tranche, as well as the families of aircrew. We know there's domestic aircrew which are high risk.
New South Wales has gone 45 consecutive days without a locally acquired case. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says there's always the risk of what she calls an incursion event where coronavirus could find its way into the community. She says getting frontline staff and their family members vaccinated as soon as possible provides an extra layer of protection.
The focus on quarantine workers and border workers particularly assists us in ensuring that we ring fence and further decrease that risk of incursion events triggering the need for broader community action associated with local community transmission.
The Australian economy grew by 3.1% in the December quarter and has now recorded two consecutive quarters of economic growth of more than 3%. But the annual growth rate is in negative territory at 1.1%. While JobKeeper is reported to have saved 700,000 jobs across Australia, unemployment is still high, and in Queensland it's hovering at around 7%. The chief executive of the Queensland Council of Social Service, Amy McVie, says the Queensland jobless rate is stubbornly high.
We currently have an unemployment rate of 7%, which is, I've heard it described as pretty sticky. It's an unsatisfactory figure and a figure that's been is difficult to move. We know we've got currently one job for every 12 job seekers in Queensland, and some areas of Queensland are worse than others. We also know that if you look at figures like youth unemployment, the figures become even more startling.
Ms. McVie says Queensland has a rental crisis, which has become particularly pronounced in places like the Sunshine Coast. She says people from the southern states migrating to Queensland are paying record prices for properties in tourist hotspots like Noosa Heads. That's forcing rents up and contributing to longer waiting lists for public housing.
Got people migrating into the state and wanting to live in beautiful places like the Sunshine Coast. And then we have huge public housing waiting lists. It is really important that the government does what it can to improve access to affordable and public housing. And we would like to see, at a time when government is making putting money into stimulus measures, a really sensible thing to do would be to invest in ensuring Queensland has more public and affordable housing into the future.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.